Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Welcome, Parker Pathway listeners, and it's we're going to change it, you and me. And wake up, everybody, December 9, 2007. Now, what we're going to do, Parker Pathway listeners, I'm just going to share with you something, a little levity, another thing. I was informed by some listeners in the concept of how Hillary Clinton had her headquarters had somebody in there that was a hostage type situation and the rest of it. Very unfortunate. And of course, the person that was in there, as I understand it, felt that Hillary Clinton could give him some help in healthcare system and the rest of it. About 2 days later, I'm seeing a cut of a story where Hillary Clinton is considered to be presidential. And is talking to the press and the rest of it. And that was the press's view, that she was being presidential. So, and she was saying some words. Well, I've talked to the families, and I've done the rest of it and the whole thing. And I thought to myself, that's a good thing. And I think, but then I started to say, where have I heard those words before? And I have the original document of the Health Security Act written by a group of people that did not have any doctors give any input into the Health Security Act in the year 2003. And there's a preface to the Health Security Act written by Hillary Clinton, and I'll read it to you. It says, over the past few months, I've had the extraordinary opportunity to listen to thousands of Americans talk about health care. I've sat in the living rooms talking to farm families. I've stood in loading docks talking to people who've worked for 10, 15, 20 hours without insurance. I've visited hospitals. I've talked to doctors. I've talked to nurses. I have learned firsthand about the tragedy of hardworking families who simply cannot get the health care they deserve. And the key word in there is, well, I talked to families and the rest of it. And I thought, she gave that same speech after the unfortunate hostage situation in her headquarters. It was an eastern state. I'm sorry, I don't remember the state. I should remember the state. But I remember the wording. It's been driving me nuts. She never left the East Wing, folks. She had an Air Force colonel give her coffee. We'll come back at the other end of the break. It's 800-313-9443. Call in to RPN, Parker Pathways.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is Barker Pathways, December 9, 2007, and wanted to bring up the concept of, before we get into the group domination group that is in involved the United Nations as our corporate companies, to have the New World Order. Which is being formalized by today, by the way. I wanted to just make a point that a lot of you have heard of the MGM Mirage and in Las Vegas. There was a deal made on August of this year. Dubai World, which is a holding company of Gulf State, and they purchased 9.5% stake in the casino for operating the MGM Mirage. They paid $5 billion for that 9.5% stake. On November 2007, which is last month, Abu Dubai's Mubadala Development Company placed $622 million into a microchip maker. And, of course, I'm purposely not telling you who the microchip maker is until right now, but it's Advanced Micro Devices for an 8.1 stake. Now, microchip, Advanced Microchip Devices, I've told you about before, they have the very advanced gene chip, and the process of doing genomic placement of genes that would be structurally possible to isolate your genes and find out which disease that you may have as a prediction. Very, very valuable work. But Abu Dubai Mubadala Development Company now owns an 8.1% stake in Advanced Micro Devices. Last month, at the end of last month, the Abu Dubai Investment Authority placed $7.5 billion in Citigroup. That's old news now, but it shouldn't go by because the stake in Citigroup is 5%, just under 5%, actually. And that's the bailout for the foreclosure systems and the other transactions that Citigroup's had on the insurance end. And then in September 2007, the Borsi Dubai constructs a complex. This is a very big international deal to own just under 20% of the NASDAQ stock market in the United States. Now, this means that we have now a foreign investment by the Arab and Kuwaiti families of over 32% of everything that moves in this country right now as we speak. And this will affect what are really called value-focused mutual funds who are going to have to make changes in terms of who owns what in terms of the transactions, because NASDAQ, Citicorp, and AMD and MGM Mirage are principal players in the New World Order. And their contracts with China, as they're being dealt with today, China now has encompassed, as I opened the show of the last hour, how they surrounded America through Panama, Ecuador, and their sounding machines, giving the new instrumentation to Cuba, putting Cuba with new missiles, drilling off of the shore of Florida, drilling off for oil in Galveston area off onto the Gulf of Mexico, developing the new ports in Massachusetts, increasing the China interest in the Long Beach Pier and the whole concept of the port there, which, by the way, was sold and taped off on a treaty agreement with a mayor and city council. This is what I've been talking about all along. You got to go to the city councils and you got to stick it in their face. We have to put laws in this country that say you're responsible for your actions. You're responsible for these things. Now, the whole thing comes down, of course, that the real estate people, the real estate development boards, they want this kind of action because this gives them more development rights on property lines and to be able to work it out so that they can have water, even if it's contaminated, as part of a sub-amendment to the Department of Defense amendments for military spending. And so that these developers in the United States of America can build these new developments. So all of that's tied up with these four transactions that I've just told you about on NASDAQ. Owning 20% of the NASDAQ in itself would make people immensely wealthy. You add that to a little piece of action that's out here with Ted Turner, the founder of CNN. I've always had a lot of admiration for Ted Turner. I've always felt that he started at a time when news was in the dump. There wasn't news. It was all contrived and controlled. Now it's controlled in a different way. It's controlled by foreign governments. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that he's been buying up a lot of thousands and thousands of acres around the Nebraska area. But the whole thing... I looked at the United Nations map on the control of the Ogallala Aquifer, which is the largest aquifer of underground water system in the world. Not in the United States, in the world. And I've talked about this many, many times. Ogallala Aquifer, of course, the SPP highway will go over that aquifer. That'll connect Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And of course, the that'll be their own currency on that highway, the home process, but they'll own what's under it. So no one really knows what Ted Turner is really doing, but the whole thing is that he almost has most of the land above the Ogallala Aquifer. And of course, the ranchers that sell him this stuff for just a few bucks on the acre, they realize that the greatest wealth in the world they just sold underneath their feet. So the whole thing, and is selling out America, actually, in another way, to the group development corporations. So no one really knows if he will give this over to the United Nations or not. One of the things that's happened before when these transactions have happened, they give them over to the United Nations as a calling it a wildlife refuge. And then they remove the land from the tax rolls of the states and the rest of it. And then the money is made through the United Nations on an indirect tax and services that are put into effect. So because the area is economically depressed, why Ted Turner has bought most of the aquifer in New Mexico, Nebraska, Montana, South Dakota, and the idea is as long as he's raising buffalo on some of these land ranges, why under the tax law he has an agricultural project, and of course he can deduct that from his taxes. But and of course he's just telling the world that he just wants to be a rancher, and I believe him. He wants to be a rancher. As I said, I got a lot of respect for him in the real world. I really do. And the thing is, but this is talking about something real different. We need to have another way to understand that if we lose the Ogallala Aquifer and under the SPP treaty, which I have talked about on 3 Parker Pathway shows, this is a real action. What the United Nations wants is that underground water. And they already own it from the standpoint of the sign-off in the Clinton administration to the United Nations for parks, which we signed over most of our water supply to the United Nations on those acts. And President Clinton did that when on television, I mean, right in open land. And they already, and the real irony of it all was the fact that that land had already been given over to the United Nations. And but this was a ceremonial thing a year later to do that. So Ted Turner is buying up the rest of it. He's buying up the rest of it. There are only 160,000 acres of the Ogallala Aquifer that have yet to be purchased. So the rest of it is gone. It's under private ownership. But if Ted Turner gives it over to the United Nations, then you're looking at another decision of the group development corporations and what they have in mind. See, it would be different if it was the best interest of what we have all been raised on, Mother Pie and the flag and all the rest of it. No, those days are gone. This is a personal war of who lives and dies, how it's developed, and where it goes. And the whole thing comes down that where it goes in terms of stock market indexes, I would keep an eye this week on the utility average. Its high has been at $525 out of share. The Wilshire 500 stock market index I'd keep an eye on. And after Tuesday of this week in America, after the corporations make their deals with the United Nations, I would be looking closely at the New York stock market composite, which is part of another stock shift that's going to happen with PHLX on gold and silver. Then there's Amex Biotech. Their high their range is running around $800. You know, low is $790, but the biotech market shift will be in full swing. The international stock indexes, I'll go over at the other end of the break, what you should keep an eye on from the Bali conference on climate change and carbon credits. Call in is 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's when I was going over making a suggestion of international stock indexes that you should take a look at coming up this week after the Bali meeting is going on with the United Nations and all the corporations that and movie stars that are there. Of course, you look up the Australia International Stock Index, and of course you look up the China International Stock Index. That's a DJCBN China 600. This will, because they'll start making the deals coming in from Russia on the other end for China. And, of course, the Russians have to continue with their transactions with Iran for the nuclear material that they're sending to them. So and the Russian GJ Titans 10 on the index will probably take another drastic change for monetary reasons, and based upon the fact of the nuclear reactor ships that Russia has, which they want to expand, which I mentioned on the last hour. This, of course, is to develop all kinds of ways to take and extract tritium, make the tritium for the nuclear systems, put it on ships, send it to where they need to go. It also resupplies their submarines for the nuclear submarines for the future world war. China has the most nuclear submarines, and of course a lot of them are docked at Hong Kong, and of course that would be the other reason that they wouldn't want the Americans to come in. But the whole thing comes out to that I believe China now has 116 nuclear subs ready, and they can fire just about anything they need at any time. The present United States defense system against Iran is, in my opinion, probably pretty complete, but all you need is two Russian nuclear subs located 17 kilometers of north, which there is a Russian submarine there right now as we speak, always waiting, and will probably never fire their nuclear bombs at America. But the whole thing is that they want to have these kinds of threats going. They're on the process of the pre-Berlin Wall stage at the moment right now. So the main player, that's the crux, gets us back to what General Douglas MacArthur said about Korea. The main player on the industrial stock index will be South Korea. That's called KOSPI. And, of course, I'll be talking about in future shows the real inner workings of how those industrial stock systems and indexes will be controlled by corporations after Tuesday of this week from the Bali meeting. Keep in mind, it's not about climate. These companies don't give a damn about climate. They're interested in the process of the world domination to be able to reallocate. I've told you that. I've given you the battle plan of how they plan to move millions of people in this earth around from one place to another, change new boundaries, have no country boundaries, to be able to develop ways of finding ways for food and water and concepts to control it. And the process of why you're being concerned about bank stocks in terms of this, you have to look at the exchange-traded index funds, and in order to get the signals as to how the movement of millions of people will occur on this earth, on the index fund exchange, there's an index moniker, PEY. PEY stands for Power Shares High Yield Equity Dividend Achievers. I'd keep an eye on that in terms of exchange-traded index fund, the ones that are exchanged on the exchange. The iShares Dow Jones EPAC Selected Dividends, its moniker is IDV. And, of course, the Claymore Zacks Yield Hog, it's called, and its moniker is CVY. And then the Claymore Zacks International Yield Hog is HGI. These are the exchange-traded index funds on the long term that have only what they do. They have selected investment concepts that are what are called, I call, class selective. And the people that are moved around on this earth will be able to move into those directions to be able to look at the new investment market. It's not going to be the market like we have today. This will all change right in front of your eyes in the next few days. As I said, December 6th of this year was when what was foreseen by the United Nations world domination took place. The number is 800-313-9443, and we come back from the break, and we're going to discuss more of the corporations and the concept of the infrastructure of the United States.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathway, Dr. Wayne Parker, and we're discussing today the global domination groups, which are corporations. And who are connected in military spending and media control and control of investment situations in the international market, and all tied in with the United Nations in their agreements. Mention should be made of the Carlyle Group. They were established in 1987. They're a private global investment firm, and they manage about $30 billion in assets. Most of the global domination group corporations are involved with the Carlyle Group, including Frank Carlucci, and, of course, the George Bush, the George H.W. Bush, and James Baker, and William Kennard, and Richard Darman. They all signed off away from that group when they had to sell their shares in the company after September 11th. That's the 9/11 time. And they made about $1 billion in dollar profit. And Carlyle, the Carlyle Group continues to invest in the defense contractors and now moving into the homeland security industry. The people who control the media within the Defense Department of the corporation domination groups with the Department of Defense, of course, there is William Kennard of the New York Times, and who is on the board of directors and of the New York Times as the Carlyle Group. Douglas Warner III from General Electric, they control NBC and Bechtel. So they're connected on the board of directors of Bechtel. John Bryson of Disney, they control the media of ABC, and they're on the board of directors of Boeing. Of course, Douglas McCorsendale, they're involved in Gannett, and of course they're tied in with Lockheed Martin, who is one of the biggest players in the global planning group. And Alan Lewis, of course, who owns Disney, and they're involved with ABC. They're on the board of directors of Halliburton. And so most of the news that's controlled from MSNBC and Fox and CNN are interconnected with these various governmental and corporate companies that are tied in with the United Nations. This is called pre-planned news. And they have specialists and disinformation people who set the news up before it's put out to support all the coordinated efforts of what is called the global strike. And I'll have future shows on the global strike and what that means. So the Global Dominance Group is interconnected with the board of directors and the councils, which I have been talking about, which need to be challenged on a grand jury of science and technology scale in order to have a way to actually implement the policies of the Constitution of the United States. The profits made from the Global Dominance Group run into, of course, the billions. Most of the profits are made from the defense contracts, and like Lockheed Martin, $2.5 billion, a total revenue of $35 billion for other other aspects of things, and of course the Boeing is $17 billion based on the defense contract, but a $52 billion on their total revenue. You can get these from their annual reports, what they will report. But the people who control the world at this time is the on the Global Dominance Group that are advocacy groups, the ones who of which the environmentalists belong and work through. Of course, there's a PNAC, which is the Project for the New American Century. And then the Hoover Institute, the American Enterprise Institute, the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, the National Institute for Public Policy, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, the Manhattan Institute, the Committee for the Liberation of Iraq, the Jewish Institute of the National Security Affairs, the Committee on the Present Danger, Defense Policy Board, the Heritage Foundation, the National Security Council, and the Hudson Institute. These, no matter what they say out there and how righteous they all sound, these advocacy organizations are part of the play. And make no mistake, the organizations that are involved that are supported by money, such players that John Olin, who created the foundation from the Olin oil business and water business, the Olin Corporation has made its real fortune actually in Winchester bullets. and making chlorine that's placed in our water, and caustic soda. And the control of the water system from chlorine alone, this is my point of the Parker Pathway shows today, not only to expose the names and players who are involved in the control of the world through the global domination group that are at the table in Bali right now making their deals. I say it, and I've said it before, that if women want to help themselves in terms of breast cancer, they should be join me in advocating the elimination of chlorine in the water that we drink, and also irrigates our food. Number two, join me in the concept of getting elimination of chloramine, the addition of ammonia to chlorine, which causes reproductive capacities and bladder cancers and breast cancers. And join me in the world elimination of chlorine dioxide as a gas that's placed in our water and our food. It affects the medicine and the aspects of it. The solutions to these problems are not far away. We need to have the support of changing the world in America to be an innovation country for engineering systems at the headwater to change the water and its content. China's banner for the new Olympics is called the Country of Innovation. On the last Parker Pathways, I explained in great detail the amount of money and the amount of effort that's going from China to steal technology, create technology, make technology. The latest hacking attempt by China into our Department of Defense computers last night was on that level. They don't care where they get it or how they get it. And for all the Chinese friends I have that are listening, it's the truth. And the whole process of this is that we need to have America turn into the concept, and we need to rise up to understand making walks for things to have money go into research for various diseases is a very laudable thing to do. But what we're ignoring is the fact that of gene therapies, of concept of changing our engineering system to be able to handle these processes and to be able to develop ways of which we can implement them through medicine. We have to change the laws in terms of, we need to rise up and join me in the idea of making the pharmaceutical companies more accountable, and not through the same process as the FDA. And this is all doable. If women want to help themselves, this is what they should do, is join me on this crusade to have a constitutional amendment for being able to vote what goes in our food, our water, and our medical protocols. We have to have other ways to diagnose these things to be able to make it work. We can all say that, but we need to do it. If men want to help themselves, it would be to their greatest effort to look at around themselves and say, we want these products, these bromides and halides out of the water, not some by foolish way that the Senate and the House of Representatives votes billions of dollars so it can go to the local water districts, or they can implement their new federal sewage system and then try to implement what I've been talking about for some time, reusable water into the blending system of water to be used for real estate development. This is good for the local Rotary Clubs and Kiwanis and the rest of them, the real estate developer organizations, to have their real estate developments. But it ignores the basic circle. Who do you think implemented the project? of the sustainability concept. It came from the United Nations. It came from the concept of the corporate businesses who are now implementing these processes. This can all be done in terms of doing it. The question of being powerful is not the question. The question is being to gain the power to be able to make the change for the people. These corporations still have to have people to buy their product and buy their land and buy their developments. So where we are on this whole thing is the fact that in 1995 there was a piece of work done by Dr. Bovey, and the title of it was Public Drinking Water Contamination and Birth Outcomes. This occurred in the American Journal of Epidemiology. There are 700 of these on rectal cancers and colon cancers, and the rest of it that goes with the carcinogenic of potassium bromide. All of this was known before 1989, before the EPA placed these contaminants in the water. I have many times uncovered what are called brief communication. They're called brief communications that are in United Nations connected, where they knew all this was going on, and it was supported by the people who support the big monies and from the Carlyle Group and Olin Foundations and the rest of it who make these products that go into the water. As I said, the Nuremberg Clause for fluoride that was used by the Germans is put into the whole process of being used today. It was always to control the neurotoxicity of the human brain. It can be proved, my friends. And the whole process of this is that we are at a real-world crossroad here. When after Bali and after thing, and this whole business with Al Gore and his whole process and getting the Nobel Prize, and then going to Arizona in the private party, just like out of a movie. I think Marlon Brando made a movie about that too, how the elite operate. Do we have a caller from Tennessee? John from Tennessee?
Dr. Parker, I hesitate coming back on, but did I hear you say that China hacked the DOD computers?
Yes.
Were you aware that this week somebody hacked Oak Ridge Labs?
Yes.
Okay, is that what you were talking about then, evidently, huh?
Yes.
All right, one other thing, if you could.
They did not, by the way, succeed in the what are called the SEL codes, which are protected in such a way that they're so sacred that you cannot possibly break those. It would at the time. So,
well, local news here in Nashville made it sound as though it was some kids.
No, it's not kids. No, it's
any kind of Chinese connection. The other question I have for you: are you familiar with Delek Global Real Estate?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll listen on the radio. If you could tell me what you know about them, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, well, those are the ones that make those deals with the foreign countries to do the developments in Tennessee.
Well, it is global. I mean,
yes, it is. Yeah. In fact,
are they the ones that you were talking about that are involved in just a few minutes ago?
Yes.
And people are aware that this is an Israeli corporation.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I appreciate you letting me come back on.
Yeah, by the way, John, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you there?
I am.
What do you think of today's show, John?
I think that it's something that really needs to be. We get a lot of it on RBN, but you give a great deal more detail. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely necessary for people, even those that are aware of what's going on, to get details and to be able to look at the news, and as you're cruising through the stock reports and as you're surfing the web, punch in some of these names and see the rabbit holes that it takes you down.
Oh yeah, well,
where you come up.
That's why I'm giving the names on air.
Well, you're doing a really, really good service. I mean, it's unless we can connect the dots and put the picture together, the pieces of the puzzle, And naturally, like a puzzle, as you get pieces together, you can kind of get an idea of what's coming in a specific area. So you know what to watch for.
Yeah, that's the reason that I put together Parker.
Today's show has been excellent.
Because RBN has been very supportive. And I think one comment before you leave, based upon, I'll just put it this way because I can't elaborate on the Tennessee-Israeli thing, but Condoleezza Rice has had a very large ship named after her. And you ask yourself, I know the reason, but just imagine this. You have the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. She's got a ship named after her. She's got a battleship, a new battleship named after her.
Well, she's probably got some oil tankers as well.
Yeah. Just think about
thing,
that.
And I'll leave you with this. I live in the Nashville area. I had to ask myself, why is the Parthenon in Tennessee?
Yeah, I know.
I think if people will begin to even try to answer the question, they will get it.
We got to go.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thank you, John, for calling the show.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Parker Pathways, and we've been discussing the complexity of the group development core of corporations and the climate change and the influence of the backers that make the products that go in our food and water and how that's developed. And I think that the whole process of discussing Iran, I want to keep a reminder up. About four shows ago, I was talking about Iran and the Iran role that the United States has in mind is really to be a gateway for growing security interests in India. The reason that the United States players and the Condoleezza Rice is over there trying to look at oversee on a security system on a satellite for the taking of the titanium and the rest of it for the nuclear reactors that they're building in Iran. The whole protection of the Persian Gulf hinges on Iran and how it's handled. And it's also, I've talked about this gas pipeline that'll connect through Pakistan. The idea is to have the pipeline connected to India, going through Pakistan between Islamabad and New Delhi. And the people that are backing that, again, we get back that China is dealing with Iran to try to have the partnership to have it with also Pakistan in another way, and then having the strategic long-term access to energy of the Gulf of Central Asia. That is the goal that China has with Iran, with the United States, and they're working through. So Iran, India, Pakistan, and China are the four states that are the players in Bali, and the United States defense contractors and corporations want their regional quorum in the United Nations treaties for under the guise of climate change. And so this is really the issue of the Central Asia area for the development of energy and the access to energy and the development of other ways to control the water supply of the earth. And we're going to have more processes of this, of how to build out the infrastructure of the United States of America in such a way it's all coming under the House of Representatives Bill 720, the Water Quality Financing Act of 2007. It's supposed to go to the Senate, but the whole process, if you read it carefully, is really a pact with the United Nations. And in fact, it's word for word. What they want to do is have a clean water state revolving fund, and this is going to be connected with the United Nations. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathways, and I want to say happy birthday to my right-hand gal. Without this help and long the producer of RBN, we would not have a show. Happy birthday, dear lady. And I'll talk with you next week, listeners. God bless America and our troops. And Michelle, happy birthday. Support RBN, and God bless America.